What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. I need Botox right here. Oh my God. That's bad. My resting bitch face has got like a...
Right.
Hola, hola, my friend. Hola, hola. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Back with another fine episode.
A fantastic episode of Friendship Frequency. Where you never know what you're going to get.
That's right. Ain't that the truth? One week we're talking about menopause, and next week we're talking about 75 hard.
The struggle. Listen, I think the thing that's killing me the most is the no sleep. Like that, it's killing me. Like literally. I fell asleep at like 8:30 last night, woke up at 10:50. That's what it sounded like too. Just complete pause, nothing. The TV was off. I didn't want to get up and turn it back on because Jason was sleeping. So there I was in the dark. Just nothing. And then I don't even know what time I fell asleep. But of course, then I didn't want to get up. It's just a chain reaction. So yeah, it's not for the weak. I'm just going to put it out there. It's not for the weak, and it can go straight to hell. That's how I feel about that. So. But, you know, other than that, things are good.
Right.
How was your day?
It was good. It's slowing down at work. It kind of ebbs and flows, but.
Yeah.
Monday was rough. I think Sunday night, for whatever reason, I couldn't go to sleep until 1:30 a.m. and still got up at 4 and went for a walk and.
Dude.
Worked.
That's.
Until 3. I took lunch at like I used to take lunch at noon, and they asked me to change my lunch to 10:30, and I said, okay, I'm taking lunch. Don't be surprised if I don't fall asleep.
Right.
Because our Monday morning meeting, they were like, oh, you look pretty rough, Aaron. I was like, yeah, I didn't get no sleep.
You're like, thanks for pointing it out. Appreciate that.
So I made it through the workday, and I got off, and I went out to mix up my pre-workout to go work out. And I was like, I'm dead tired.
Yeah.
And I skipped the workout, my first workout that I've skipped. And
like, for real, you skipped it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm shocked.
I slept for 2 hours, which you I never sleep during the day.
You needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then woke up and went to bed at 7:30, and I was I was back on my groove.
And people that make fun of older people that go to bed at 7:30 and, you know, get up at 4 and have their whole day done by like 5 and go to bed by 7:30. Listen, y'all don't know what you're missing out on. They have it right. The rest of us need to catch up to that schedule. Like,
right.
Oh my God, crazy. That's funny.
I mean, I could never go to bed before 10:30 before, but
it's wild because I don't like, I think now as I'm getting older, like, I definitely have a better understanding of how important good quality sleep is. When you're not getting it, and listen, it's not a secret that I'm unstable. You know, you throw some no sleep in there and it's a whole nother level of unstable. So
I dub the unstable Tabitha.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So how was your week?
It's been good. Today was, you know, work is, listen, I'm super grateful that I don't have to say that my work is crazy stressful anymore. Got a little spicy towards the end of the day with some stuff that was going on, but didn't have anything to do with me. So I passed it to the people that needed to deal with it. Kept pushing in my bubbles. But yeah. My hours got changed. I was 8 to 5. Now I am 8:30 to 5. Now I am 8 to 4:30. So I get home a little bit earlier, which yay me. Yeah, everything's good at work. No craziness to report. Sad day for all of those that, you know, stay tuned for the work drama. I don't have that anymore, thank goodness. But yeah, it's been good. This book that I'm reading, Aaron, it's called The Mountain Is You. Bro, you want to talk about, like, I thought Let Them by Mel Robbins was going to be, like, that was a banger. Don't get me wrong. That was a good book. This book is off the charts. And it's not even, like, and I'm reading it on my iPad. So, like, it's similar to, like, reading it on a Kindle or whatever. It's just black background. I do everything in dark because, you know, my eyesight is terrible. And there's no crazy fancy words or anything like that. It's just straight up and down, black and white. And, but it goes into, like, specific details of, like, the situations that you come across where you self-sabotage. Dude, I'm like, check. But then it talks about why you do that. And it doesn't say that this is the concrete reason, but this is what it is for most people. And it's completely opposite of anything that I've ever thought. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Overeating. You overeat. The general consensus is people overeat because they're trying to fill a void. That's the self-sabotaging behavior. What this book says is, yeah, that could be a possibility, but it could also be that you are creating like a shell around yourself to protect yourself, whether that's physical or mental or whatever. A shell around yourself because almost like you know how good you could be, but you're scared of it. So you want to make sure you put yourself in that cocoon. I was like,
yeah. I mean, it's true. Like some people do that, like to protect themselves. So like nobody wants them so they don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, but that's good though.
Yeah. So for me, it's been super like, you know, we've been doing the read 10 pages a day for God knows how long, but like this one, I want to like page after page. And at work, because I'm, you know, I'm not as crazy stressed and have some downtime or whatever, like I'm constantly reading it and it's, dude, it has definitely, I can tell you, has definitely got the wheels turning, has definitely made me kind of start analyzing some things in my life that I thought I had figured out, but am looking at them from a different perspective now. And I was, it's a good book.
I like it. I'll have to check that one out. I started reading The Power of Now.
How's that going?
It started out pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started getting in to some good, like, I don't know, like there's just sometimes that I read that it's like, none of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like after you read it though, like, and you, do you think about it later and then it kind of starts to make sense? Or is it just like, you have to go back and read it a couple times?
I'd have to go back and read it a couple times. Like I've read all these books and I only remember bits and pieces of it and it just doesn't stick. That's why I've never been into reading, because it just doesn't stick with me. But I'm still doing it. Like I put down The Power of Now and I jump back to Mental Toughness to read the last section of phase one, because I'm considering starting that phase. Because I stopped at phase one when I was reading the book the first time. So
right. Yeah.
I'm reading that, so.
Yeah. It's definitely, for me, I was already a reader, so it didn't really make that much of a difference for me.
Yeah.
I think now, though, like, consciously making the effort to read it, it's different, you know what I mean? Instead of just reading it because of whatever. But, yeah, like, I feel like that was a good thing for us to hold on to, for sure.
Sure. Yeah, and yeah. The phase one, it's only 3 critical tasks.
On top of the already 5, yeah.
Well, no. So it's only 5 critical tasks, but you add 3. So right. It's like 2 workouts, a diet, and stick to it. And I don't recall seeing, I think the water was in there.
Huh?
But you add 3 others or something.
It's not all of 75 hard plus 3 more? I thought it was.
Not how I'm reading it. So it was like, pick the critical tasks like Frank was talking about, like helping somebody or doing something.
Yeah. Shoot, maybe I completely misunderstood that then. Because I thought it was all of 75 hard plus 3 more. So.
Yeah, not how I understood it, but. I mean, I'm reading it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
5 o'clock in the morning, so.
Your whole shit doesn't even make sense at that point.
After my 45-minute walk, so.
Yeah. I went back to the gym. Pretty excited about that.
Nice.
It feels good to be back, but I will tell you what, like, just not going for the few, probably a week. Maybe a week and a half that I didn't go. Like, I felt every second of that. I tell you what. My legs are fine. I know you, Jason, and Frank, y'all hate leg day. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for leg day. Upper body, I'm trying. Like, I could figuratively, but in my mind, I could hear my, like, little chicken wings screeching, creaking. I'm trying to get that shit up, like.
Right. I mean, even though I do a push-pull upper body, lower body split.
Yeah.
Taking that one day off did my body good.
Yeah.
Like, especially with my shoulder. Like, my shoulder still bothers me, but it's nothing like it was.
Right.
But it was good, some good recouping.
Yeah. I do think there is something to be said about incorporating rest days. Now. That being said, I think when you do something like 75 hard or something like that, it's not, and I was thinking about this last night too, and I think Frank was right when he said it. People confuse 75 hard with a fitness challenge. And it's not that.
It's not. It's mental toughness.
And I didn't even I did not understand that until now, like recently. Like, I heard him say that, but in my mind, all I was focused on was, like, what I was going to look like at the end. That's what pushed me through all the way. But it is definitely more of the mental game. So if you're doing something like 75 hard, then, yeah, your focus is not to let your body rest in between. It's to push through all of it to build the mental toughness. But having said that, now that we are out of it, I do think there is something to be said about having rest days and letting your body recover, because I feel like when I do that, I get a better workout when I go back in the next time. So instead of like just trying to throw it up and get out of there, just get me back to my bed.
I mean, I guess it all depends on what you're working out. Like if you're working out the same muscle group or if you're doing upper body back to back constantly, or you're doing lower body constantly.
Yeah.
I mean,
mine is upper body, lower body split.
Yeah.
So, and that's how I did it the entire time through 75 hard, was just back and forth. So I didn't have a chance to get sore before I was working out that same muscle group again, if that makes sense. So once we stopped and I did take those rest days, Lord Jesus. So, yeah. But it's, I think I'm finally, and I don't want to say the word accepting like it's a bad thing. Acknowledging, we'll use that word. I think I'm finally now acknowledging that we actually did it and completed it. Like, I knew that, if that makes sense. I knew that, and I'm super proud of us for that. But it was like I couldn't, there was like a level of disconnect or disbelief maybe that I actually did it. And I think now, because I'm reading this book and it talks about how, and we know this is something I'm super guilty of, it talks about how you know how good you are. I know how good I am, but I hide it or downplay it because I don't want other people around me to feel like I'm either bragging or overly confident or whatever, or trying to dim their light. So I dim mine so that they feel seen or whatever. And that's when it finally kind of like, yeah, we did that. Holy shit. I really did do that. So I think I'm just now starting to acknowledge the fact that we completed it and like standing in that and owning it and not being like an out of body. Like, it's almost like another person.
Yeah.
That person over there completed it. This person sitting right here is like, what?
Right.
So,
like, yeah. I think I had like a lot of fear with like, I mean, I'm enjoying all of doing it, but I have this fear that if I stop.
I know you do.
Or back off, that I'm just going to go right back to where I was. And that was the whole point of me doing 75 hard, because, you know, I've talked about this many times on the podcast about, you know, doing something, completing it, and then just going right back to my old ways and self-sabotaging. So
I'm glad that you acknowledge that, because I legit have been worried about that for you. Like, I knew that's why you weren't quitting or you weren't stopping. I knew that. And I didn't know if you knew it, but I knew you would eventually come around to it. And you need it. That's your battle, friend. I mean, obviously I'll be there no matter what, but that's your battle.
You know, I mean, it's not like it's hurting me to continue to do it. So it's
no, for sure.
Stronger.
Now, if that was the case, then yeah, my big mouth would probably step in, chain your ass to a fucking chair or something. But like, it's, and I don't know how to explain it to you, that not necessarily give you permission, but like, I can only tell you what it's been for me, like not slowing down, but like giving myself the permission to like balance my life instead of like, you know what I mean? Like, when we were in 75 hard, like that's the only fucking thing we could do. Like, yeah. Everything got put on pause because we had to focus on that. And now, like, balancing it out to where I can still live a life and still work out and still eat healthy and still enjoy the things that I want to enjoy. There's something that has changed mentally where I can have the piece of cake and then, like, I don't feel bad about it anymore. Like, before, I'd be like, fuck, like super guilt, the crazy story I told myself, whatever. Now it's almost like, and it may be because we did the diet for so long, it's like the best piece of fucking cake I've ever had. And I'm like, it's not even the cake. It's grateful that you get to eat something different, if that makes sense. And so I've learned to try and find the balance. Now, don't get me wrong. There's absolutely days where I was like, you know damn good and well you should have took your ass to the gym today or walk or something, where I didn't. But there's not that crazy guilt loop that happens, that used to happen for me anymore. It's, well, tomorrow's another day. You do better tomorrow. So I think you'll find your balance whether you decide to go into phase one or you, you know, whatever that looks like for you, you will find your balance. You will. And I think you have to do it at your pace. You can't, I mean, obviously, if we've learned anything through all of this is that, you know, everybody's journey is completely different and you have to do what works for you.
Yeah.
So
I meant I'm completely okay with not going for the walk or eating a piece of cake once in a while or skipping the gym once in a while. I'm okay with that. But I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
So it's not so much of a burden in my life to do that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm in a much better place mentally, getting up at 4 a.m., going for a walk, because it's setting the tone for the day.
Yeah.
Reading 10 pages, you know, work, you know, I'm getting ready to go on vacation, so some things will change. I'm big mad about it, too.
Big mad.
I may not go on the walk at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Please don't walk in a neighborhood that you don't know. Good Lord.
I may want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because it is South Carolina. It's probably humid as fuck. So I might want to get my workout in early.
Facts.
So.
Facts.
I mean,
either we'll that or be working out at like midnight.
Right.
I just think it's super interesting, like. And again, I'm telling you, this book has made me really like analyze some shit lately. For me, 75 Hard, it was so structured. And I thrive in structure like that. Yeah. The military, you know, like if I know what the day looks like, I can let's knock it out one after the other. Now, not having that, like I struggle with it a little bit. I was telling you this, like I really thought about going back into 75 Hard. And I still think about it because now with the whole hormone thing going on and all of that, like it's just not having that structure like we did as strict as it was when we were in 75 Hard. Like you and I could plan our, we knew exactly where we were every single minute of the day. What time, if it was past 7:30, don't message me because I'm not answering. We're going to bed, like got shit to do. And not having that structure is, it's a little, kind of puts me in panic mode a little bit, if I'm being honest, because my hormones and emotions are kind of all over the place. But when we were in 75 Hard, you didn't have time to think about that shit. You just had to get through your stuff.
Yep.
So, and I think the reason I hesitate is because I want to learn the balance. I want to learn the balance and I need to deal with the emotions that I haven't dealt with still. Like I just started step four.
Nothing to fear.
Freaking kill me.
Yeah.
Freaking kill me.
Everybody's afraid of it, but it's soul cleansing where we can recognize our part in things.
I feel like I should have done this probably 2 years ago. Before all of the hormone, all of that shit, because now, like, I'm legit worried about the person that's going to come out the other side. But, and then I think about it and I'm like, is this the way that it was supposed to go? Like, is this the way that my program was supposed to go at this time? At this point in my life, because now I'm so much more open to it than I would have been 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, so
you weren't even in a place to receive it 2 years ago.
No, absolutely not.
You were really batshit Tabitha.
With a capital B. Like, with a capital B, for sure.
It's just a lot of undealt. With shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't bad shit. You just were lost.
Yeah. I was hurt and I was angry.
Yeah.
And, you know, it still comes up, you know, from time to time. So it's time to deal with it. And as scary as it is, it's you know, we do hard things. So, yeah, that's happening. God bless my sponsor. She told me the other day, she's like, you know, I'm going to love you no matter what, right? There's nothing you can tell me. You know, I'm going to love you no matter what. And I was like, maybe wait. And I know she will. Like, I know she will. I don't doubt that for a second. But I literally was like,
I mean, there's been some people that have murked some people, and it's the past.
Yeah. I've never murked anybody, in case anybody's listening, but, you know, there's been some pretty dark thoughts. Just kidding. Yeah.
I've never murked anybody either. Wanted to, but didn't.
You know, it's not even so much that part of it. It's the fearless part that I'm more, not necessarily, I'm more concerned about, I guess I should say. And I think because then there's no choice but to face them. So, yeah, it's wild. Listen, you got to read this book because the book talks about it. And I was like, OMG. I was like, okay, well, if somebody's trying to send me a sign, listen, I got it loud and clear. I don't need you to slap me in the face or anything. Like, it's obvious. So
I'll get around to that book. I got a pile of books to read. Like, when I put that, post on Facebook asking for
my next
books I should read.
Where do you think I go to? I go back and look at that post and I'm like, oh, yep, that's okay. Okay, that's a good one.
I bought every single one of those books too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sweet. That means I don't need to. Great. Bonus.
Yeah.
No, so. I'm just focusing on.
Except for the Bible.
I got one of those.
Somebody suggested I read the Bible. I'm like, nah.
You were raised in the South, number one, if you're raised in the South, you probably have one. But number two, if you're raised in the South and you're brown, you definitely have one.
Yeah. So,
it's, you know, it's a new, I don't want to say chapter. I don't think it's a new chapter for me. I think it's just a new
season.
Yeah. A new season. And, I'm not terrified of it. Normally I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
But I'm not terrified of it. And I'm looking forward to it. But I'm more grounded and grateful of everything that we've done over the last probably year. So I'm just trying to stay in that and stay in that in the present instead of, because it talks about anxiety. And I was like, you gotta be joking me. It's like, so just trying to stay right here, right now, and hold on to that. Talks about expectations. And well, you and I have went over that many times.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So we got a big weekend ahead of us.
We do. We
got the walk Saturday morning, Michelle's wedding that evening. Yeah. My son is playing County Cup this weekend. So I'll be dipping out for that. That's where I'll be on Sunday. Dude, did you see the weather for next week? It's supposed to be like in the high 90s.
Yeah, I saw that.
Listen.
I'll probably be sweating up a storm next Thursday.
Yeah. Listen, I like the heat. But listen, this last few days, it's been a little humid. And yeah. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that part. So.
Not at all. Yeah, it's going to be, next week's going to be busy.
Yeah.
We got a special guest next week for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
And then Friday, I'm taking off of work. Going to Northwest Nationals at Pacific Raceways.
Right on. Okay. That'll be fun.
And then,
just to throw it out there, people, Wednesday is my birthday.
Yep.
I will be 45.
Just a youngin'.
But just a baby. My body says otherwise.
Yeah. And then leaving early Saturday morning.
Yeah. And coming back when? Tuesday?
I'll be back Tuesday, but I think I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Well, that'll be good.
and not going back to work until that following Monday. So
heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be a nice little vacation right there. Heck yeah, I can't wait to see your guys' pictures when you come back. That's gonna be freaking awesome.
Yeah, I hope it's nice. I mean, I'm hoping to get some nice sunset pictures.
Also, too, while I'm thinking about it, I just want to send a shout out to Texas.
Yeah.
Thank God my family and Jennifer were all safe. That was a little bit close to home. And
how far was it from her?
From her, it was probably 2.5-3 hours. My dad was definitely closer. And my dad did get a little bit of flooding, but nothing like the rest of the state, Irville area. But our hearts and prayers go out to those families. And it's really hard for me. It really sucks.
Yeah.
When you're born in the state of Texas, you are brainwashed to believe. And if anybody's listening from Texas, we all can be in agreement that that is the greatest state in the country. That literally that is born and bred into you. Seeing that kind of devastation was definitely difficult. There was definitely a couple times where I told Jason, I feel like I need to get on a plane and go home. I don't know how I would help. I don't know what I would do, but just be there.
Yeah.
So just know I'm thinking of you guys. My heart and prayers are definitely back at home. Yeah, that's, I can't imagine. That's rough. So, and not just Texas, but New Mexico, same thing. They had it, you know, like 2 days later, torrential downpour and flooding there. And it was bad because of a fire. So it just landslide because that's mountainous area. So there's a lot of crazy shit going on right now, you guys.
Yep.
And I can't go in that rabbit hole because we did on this past Saturday. And I don't know if you caught this or not on Saturday, but I legit was bawling my eyes out. So
I didn't see that.
There was a reason why I stayed in front of everybody. It just, yeah, it sucks. There's,
yeah.
Just take care of each other. Check on your neighbors. Freaking check on your people everywhere. Because, God, we've had, Mount Rainier had over 400 earthquakes yesterday?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and I didn't feel not a single one of them. I was like, great. I don't even know what it's going to feel like when we have the big one. Like,
well, I mean, that's the problem. If a big earthquake comes, it could trigger that volcano to blow again.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, the ground underneath you can legit crack open and you fall in it. I watched the movie 2012. I know what happens.
I live in the valley, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be happy to head for the hills because that lava's coming flowing right for me.
Yep, yeah. So just take care of each other, people. That's all I'm saying. Take care of each other. It is rough for everybody right now. And nobody is immune to it. I don't care what political party you're with. At the end of the day, it affects every single one of us. So just take care of each other. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, friend. I think we're doing the damn thing. I think we're doing really good. You're looking awfully dapper.
I'm just trying to get back into the mindset for COVID stuff.
You will when you're ready to, Aaron. You will. It's long overdue for me. That's how I look at it. And when I say that, I'm talking about playing small. And we've had this conversation before. And you got to read this damn book, Aaron. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, this book literally was like made me stop and think, like, Tabitha, what are you doing? So you will when you're ready, just like everything else. You know what I mean? Whether it was me or you, vice versa. Like, You will when you're ready. And
I mean, I actually was going to attend that Zoom the other night because Justin texted me.
Huh?
And I like totally spaced it.
Yeah, I did. I attended it. Yeah. It's not anything that we haven't heard before.
No.
I did not say a word. My name was definitely thrown out there several times by a specific leader. And, you know, I just made it very clear that I'm going to do what I want to do the way that I want to do it.
Yeah.
So I have my own damn Zoom link, and it's different for me, and I think for you, and tell me if I'm wrong because I'm just making assumptions. We've made money with Prove It. We've done that before. And yeah, it was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't want extra money? It's not about that for me anymore. It's about making sure that the people that I care about are going to be around just as long as I am, and giving them the opportunity to build whatever they want for their life, and giving them the gift of the mindset that we have. And I'm not saying that our mindset is perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I can tell you what, I don't want to drive off a cliff anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just lighting that fire and giving somebody that little bit of hope. That's why I put the KLP together and, you know, want to start that again. So we'll see what happens.
I'm glad you found another running mate with that. Because honestly, I felt like with my attitude regarding Prove It, it was holding you back at times.
It was. And that's my own fault. I don't blame that. Yeah, I don't blame you on that.
I know. So I'm glad that you found another running mate for that. I mean, I think you would have done it regardless of whether you found another running mate. But
I would have. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, friend. I'm glad you said that. And that's not on you. That's on me. You know what I mean? Listen, through this whole journey too, like, I had to learn how to stand on my own without you. You know what I mean? Like, you've dealt with a lot of the greats. And I mean that in the best way.
I mean, I wouldn't have changed it any other way, though.
I know that. But I also think that it takes an immense amount of pressure off of you. And it had to learn how to do that for myself. You know what I mean? So it was beneficial for both of us. So, you know, that's growth for me and for you. So, you know, yeah, I'm my brother's keeper, but sometimes my brother needs to be kicked in the ass and vice versa. You know what I mean? Right. So,
but 100%.
You will, friend. Whenever you have to feel it, because you and I both know if you don't and you're just going through the motions, like, people see right through that, you know? So you will whenever
you know I'm like a genuine person, and if I like try to force myself back into it, it's just going to be ingenuine.
Yeah, and piss me off. That's what it's going to do. You know, because exactly what you just said, there's a difference when you're being real and when we're just going through the motions. And I want you to be as real as we always are. I don't want you to have to put on anything for anybody. You know what I mean? And vice versa. So when you're ready, I'm always here. You know that. Yeah, like,
I just have to find the passion for it again.
Yeah.
I may never. And that's okay. But
yeah. The good thing for us is that this goes beyond ketones. That may have been the, you know, the connection. But
that
this goes beyond
that.
That
was the catalyst.
Yeah. This will be here long after. Like, I ain't worried about that. Oh my God. No. Did you just get an Amber Alert?
Just got it, yeah.
Holy crap.
It's 3-year-old female wearing orange shorts, taken in a stolen gray. Like, who's going to leave their fucking kid unattended in the car?
Oh, my God.
They should fucking arrest. They should arrest the mom.
Somebody should be arrested for assault on my eardrums is what they should fucking be arrested. Fuck. I know that's super insensitive, but I might be deaf.
I had it on mute, so.
Holy hell. So do I, but because my headphones are connected to, when I turn them on, they automatically connect to my iPhone and my MacBook. Yeah. Good God. Good Lord. Oh, look, that's my car. Well, mine's a 2024, but that's wild.
Yeah.
Prayers.
Yeah.
Well, also, Nick Crockett is doing his thing Friday night, starting Friday night. 55-mile ruck march. Bruh, I'm going to say a prayer.
Yeah.
I genuinely, genuinely want him to complete it. I absolutely want him to complete it. Not if for anything other than what we felt like after we completed 75 hard.
Yeah.
I genuinely want him to complete it. So I'm definitely going to be checking in with him. Definitely going to be watching his progress. Definitely making some phone calls to him to push him. And, you know, he's a former Marine, so they like when you scream at him. So that I plan on doing that.
When's he starting again?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah, he says he thinks it's going to take him about 24 hours to do. You know, and of course me, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you know, we could probably do it. Dude, I don't know what that is. Like, it is like some kind of psychological, like, competition because I'm so freaking competitive. Like, I'm sitting with Jason and I'm like, you know, we could probably do that.
I'll like, say you figure, you're on your own.
You figure it's 7.25 miles. Because he's got eight checkpoints. So it's 55 miles. It's probably 7.25 miles between each checkpoint. I'm like, I could probably do it just walking. With a ruck, dude, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. So I genuinely, genuinely want him to complete it. And I'm definitely going to be checking in with him. I think Saturday morning when we're on our walk, we need to check in with him. And just kind of, you know, send him some love and yeah, let him know that, we're thinking about him. So
for sure.
But yeah, friend, that's all I got. I'm out of words. Exceeded my word limit for the day.
Me too. I got about 20 minutes before bedtime. So
I'm dead.
I probably won't go to bed until 8:30.
Easy, killer. Easy. Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, y'all. We send you love. All the good things. Take care of each other, and we'll catch y'all on the next one. Adios.
Peace out. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.